This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the B Block, hour two of the show with Clayton McKee. I am the aforementioned host. This is show 362. It's the 9th of October, 2018. You're in Studio C with the cast. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and our special guest commentator taking the place of Al Perkins this week. It's Doug Wilkie.
Thank you.
By the way, next week is show 363. We are celebrating 300 shows.
Wow.
Over 7 years, you have suffered along with us.
I've been late to everyone.
No, in the beginning you weren't because we wrote
next
together.
Next week it starts at 6.
We're going to have champagne and you be here, you be there, wherever you are. But it's our 300 show celebration. I can't believe we've made it this far. And thanks to you, we've done it. Oh, here we are, our headline segment tonight. If you got an incessant phone call last week from a hospital that cares for Hawaiian monk seals, you were butt dialed. Oh. Or more specifically, you were foot dialed by a gecko. Marine mammal veterinarian Claire Simone was at lunch when she got a call from the Ki Kai Ola, which is the Big Island hospital where she's the director. There was a silence on the other end of the phone line. And then she got 9 more silent calls followed by fear that there was a seal emergency, so she rushed back to the hospital. She wasn't the only one getting the calls, and people started asking why the hospital was calling nonstop to various phone numbers. They were trying to figure out why a, quote, bazillion calls were made from the one single phone line. She called the phone company, and a rep tried to talk her through finding a possible line that had a Fritz on it. She walked into the lab and found the culprit. The gecko was perched on a phone making calls to everyone in the recent call history of that phone.
That's funny.
Here's a picture of the gecko on the phone. He was actually on the touchscreen of the phone making these crazy butt dial phone calls.
Oddly, he's smarter than our president.
Fact. Yeah.
No. How does this thing work? Hello, Tokyo. Hello.
His tiny feet made all of the calls. She wrote in a Twitter thread the next day detailing the saga of the mystery phone calls. Social media delighted in the tale, and some people offered jokes about a certain company's gecko calling to save you money on your car insurance. After discovering that the mystery caller, which is Simone, I guess the name of it.
She's fancy.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. After discovering the mystery caller, Simone caught the gecko and put it outside on a plant, she said, on Tuesday. If there's a little gecko that helps us share the story of the conversation, then that's a win, she said. Of the work she does caring for all of the endangered seals, she goes, quote, I think people needed a little pick-me-up with this current news cycle, and the gecko provided it.
I love it.
That's lovely.
I love it. That's a cute story.
That is a cute story.
Good. I like it.
It's really cute. You know what's not cute?
What?
Oh.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know what is cute?
Yeah.
Oh, stand by.
Dogs peeing on a statue of him.
I love it.
That's right. Our new mantra, when they go low, we go lower. Fuck off.
That's a great new motto.
A statuette of Donald Trump, looking more like 1980s Donald Trump, was spotted in Park Slope, which is in Brooklyn, on Friday evening near the intersection of Union and 7th. That means nothing to most of us, but whatever. Right. Sure. We talk about Phoenix an awful lot. Places can talk about other places. The installation encouraged dogs and humans, parenthetically, to urinate on the bust of Trump, which was placed atop some AstroTurf.
Do not pee on it.
That's against the law. Yeah. The dog ones
are
legal. The dog, not a problem.
The pee on me sign also included a plug for its maker, a brand content studio called Porcupine Armadillo.
Great name.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
So when this news outlet, which I don't care who it was, reached out to the creator, Phil Gable is his name. Well. They told him a little more about it. What inspired him?
I love it.
Aside from promoting his company, which is very important.
By all means,
an owner of an empire, I understand the importance.
Branding is important.
I know. I really need to get a logo figured out. But the owner of the company, Phil Gable, he says, the kind of people who appreciate this sort of thing are also the kind of people I love to work with. I like Phil already. Like Phil already. He says it was partly a public service. As a dog owner, he understands that people understandably get annoyed when dogs pee on their flower beds and their stoops and whatnot. But a dog's instinct to pee where other dogs have already peed is very, very strong. So they need positive places to pee. especially in a city environment.
You know, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the again, illegal.
Put some Cheerios in there and make a game out of
it. Well, no, I just think, you know, everybody deserves a positive place to pee.
You're absolutely right.
And on a statue of Donald Trump's face is a great place to start.
It really is.
Yep. I mean, $20 is $20. Really bucks. Is.
Yeah. There you have it. Now,
well, Phil also says that this was a bit of a cathartic creation for him.
Sure. No, really?
He says, I know, right? It was largely, just a personal expression of his own disdain for the president, both as a president and as a human.
Ah, sure. If he can be called human. Sure.
You know, he says, I find it cathartic anytime I can express disdain through comedy, especially if it's related to politics, this show. And in this case, it's both funny and useful.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it started out, it was brown like that, the bust, because it started out just as being a piece of shit, and it stayed a piece of shit.
Wow.
But he said,
Marnie is a little ranting to me.
Do you have the theme song that goes with that?
I don't. Was I to compose one? Do you have it?
Well, yeah. I mean, wouldn't it go something like, pee on me? When you're not, strong, I'll see your face. I'll pee on your face so long.
Oh, see, I was going to sing a whole different song.
What song were you going to sing, Cap?
I didn't have it down.
Wouldn't it be nice to pee on Trump's face?
Okay.
Oh, that's good, too.
On the street in Brooklyn, NYC. Wouldn't it be nice to pee on Trump's face?
Going a little Beach Boys with you there. I thought you were going Coca-Cola for a second.
Actually, they sang that in Russia.
By the world of
Wouldn't it be nice to pee on Trump's face? That was in Russia.
No, I translated it.
Oh, I like that.
That's really good.
I hear that.
I didn't realize you were fluent in Russian.
No, but my new Apple device just shot it right into my brain. It's miraculous.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Well,
that's great.
That is great.
I thought it was good.
Yep.
Apparently, he's making more, and will be spreading them about his neighborhood as the first one. Weirdly disappeared. It was so popular.
Well, I can't imagine.
Weirdly disappeared.
Imagine walking into someone's home.
He's back out installing a fresh batch of busts. The new ones are physically secured in place.
Atta girl.
Fantastic.
Learn from his mistakes.
Yes.
Did you learn something?
Marnie, you sent me two pictures. Do you need one for this next story?
Well, the one was simply going off of Kat's obsession.
Okay. Well, I've got both of them ready.
I forgot what my obsession was.
So that's all that was. But
This is what she's talking about. This was Streisand and Gaga.
Oh, because she went to Streisand's house. It was a whole thing. I heard the interview.
And Streisand does not. The whole pictures of being interviewed
I think I know where you're going.
They're going to remake Funny Girl.
Oh, God.
Yes!
Yeah.
On Broadway.
Starring Gaga.
Has that been confirmed, though?
Has been confirmed.
Because I want Al's going to have
I've
a
seen
heart
it on three sources.
This, I think.
He just is going to plan a trip to
New
York.
Of which looked legitimate. Mm-hmm. I'm going with him.
I don't know. I'm not sure he's going to be excited about Lady Gaga.
Him and I, I'm not sure about the Gaga part, but
let me tell you something.
I think I know Al well enough to know he's not going to love that.
He's still going
to
go see it.
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he will.
He doesn't have a choice.
He wants. My guess is he wants somebody iconically Broadway oriented,
I can't remember who we were talking about putting in there because we were literally sitting at the bar watching Show Tunes talking about this very thing within the last month. But I can't remember.
Oh, I can't think of the name of the girl I was just going to think of. Shit.
Because Al will tell you how vocally challenging because that show's so long.
Yeah.
Because Al can do it.
Yeah.
Well, and he'll tell you the songs that were cut because they're so hard.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be wonderful, and we're going to go see it.
If he'll think that she can do it or not.
Oh, I can't think of the name of the little actress that he loved. Oh, Sutton Foster.
Yeah,
I
love her.
I don't know if she could do it, though. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
She's a delight.
Doug, I think we're up to you.
Yeah.
Or no, we're up to Marnie. I'm sorry.
Next caller.
Next caller. Is the caller there?
Well.
Poughkeepsie, you're on.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. First time, long time.
I'll take my answer off the air.
My name is Helen, and I'm calling.
I'm a
about a bloated POTUS.
All right.
There's a bloated POTUS in England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, no. The whole story. New, you gotta.
I gotta stay in this voice
the whole time.
Behold, there's a new Trump monument. In England, a bloated POTUS is confronted. England, defiant by Roald Dahl, Matilda.
Mm. Yay.
That's all. I'm only doing that part. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'm saving everyone. So there's a picture that I sent Mr. McKee and
right
the
here.
Statue.
It's right there.
There it is. We're prepared. Oh,
the statue of the title character from Matilda is unveiled in Great Missenden in Buckinghamshire, England, alongside one of President Trump to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the novel Matilda. I think it's funny that anything associated with reading would have Trump involved, but that's just an opinion. So in Matilda, the 88 children's classic, the 5.5-year-old heroine enjoys such pluck and precocious wit that she escapes not only her neglectful parents and the authoritarian headmistress of her school, but also the entire unfeeling and unthinking adult world. It's an ability that many might prize as the adult conversation in Washington, revolves around sexual assault, death threats, and binge drinking. As the doll story company prepared to mark the 30th anniversary of the novel, it asked the British public to weigh in on the replacement for Miss Trunchbull. I believe that I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
The traditional spelling, of course. Yeah.
The villainous headmistress. Dun, dun, dun.
Often played by a man on the Broadway production.
A survey asked who Matilda's present-day antagonist would be. Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, came in second. Piers Morgan, third. Topping the poll with 42% of the vote was Trump.
Wow.
Now, as a result, there's a pair of life-size fiberglass statues in Great Missenden, which is a village in the green hills of southeast England. The U.S. president leers at Matilda Wormwood, the title character in the beloved doll novel. Matilda, hands on her hips, eyes ahead, plants herself defiantly in his way. The temporary installation is a monument to the disdain with which Trump is viewed abroad. Only 28% of the British public trust the U.S. president to do the right thing in world affairs. Elsewhere in Western Europe, the figure is even lower. And in America, it's downright, yeah. We out.
Yeah.
Look at the face they put on this.
I know, isn't that great? Bloated POTUS.
And look at his tie.
Oh my God, it just cracks me up. So any visible figure, public figure, which of course includes the president, is a reference point in our rapid-fire public debate. And I don't see that as necessarily positive or negative, said the director of the Doll Museum. It's simply how things are today, and it's fascinating to see how people relate to the tiny heroine. The two figures square off outside the local public library in the village where Doll, who died in 1990, lived for 36 years, and which helped inspire Matilda's world. Gardam speculated that the similarity of the name Trump to Trunchbull may have played a role in the selection. Oh, I don't think so. I think it's just, you know.
He's an asshole.
I mean, yeah. Call that. Now, would that be irony or a coinkydink? I can't tell. That's what I thought you would have. Mm-hmm. It depends on who is saying so. Anyway, the public chose a real-life figure because Matilda herself feels so very real to them. So I just thought that was...
even across the pond.
Yeah, even across the pond. They had the big Trump balloon. Do you remember the...
Oh, the big Trump balloon.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Oh,
that's my friend's profile pic, is that.
I love that. Yeah. What were we going to say? I'm sorry.
It's almost the defiant girl in front of the bull on Wall Street, mm-hmm. though.
Right.
It's almost that exact
same... You're right.
Same.
It conjures up that same memory.
Yeah. It's that same theme, anyway.
Yep. I love it. Yep, absolutely. I agree. So, I just thought that was a...
Yeah, you're right. She does look a lot like that little... I mean...
Good.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Well, and going with the fact that then it's Trunchbull, right?
Yeah.
And with the last name and the girl. I like it a lot. Yeah, that's fantastic. So, anyway, very cool. And I just like that they fucking hate him, too.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Done.
Mr. Wilkie, what you got?
All right. This is a Minnesota story for you, Marnie.
Yay.
Some birds in Minnesota are getting really flocked up on fermented berries, according to the police city of Gilbert. On Tuesday, the department posted a notice on Facebook warning citizens that it has received several reports of birds that appear to be under the influence, flying into windows, cars, and acting confused. Apparently. The birch are getting boozed up from berries that fermented earlier than usual due to an early frost.
Oh.
Matthew, yeah, it's true. So Matthew Dotter, this is a real story. A self-described bird guy in Palo Alto, California, told the Washington Post that since there's no such thing as a birdie breathalyzer, you have to look at their in-flight behavior to the level of avian intoxication. They'll be flying kind of erratically, and we typically see them flying lower than usual through traffic. They're just careless, and they're not looking for cars or other obstacles. He said robins, sear waxwings, and thrushes are bird species most likely to tie one on since they eat more berries than the other species. They just get sloppy and clumsy, Dotter said. They have actually fallen out of trees on occasion.
I was a robin when I was drinking.
The police department's post said the birds will likely sober up soon after the fermented berries are eaten and ask locals not to call unless they see angry birds laughing and giggling uncontrollably and appearing to be happy. Or Tweety acting as if as if 10 feet tall and getting into getting into confrontations with cats.
Oh my God.
I'm to hear her going, oh,
fuck you. You're one flew over the fucking cuckoo's nest. Cuckoo.
So I just have a little add on to this. I found it on two sites. So the other site had more. It said it's not the only town where birds are getting buzzed from eating fermented berries. In fact, the Audubon Society in Portland, Oregon has a drunk tank for these birds.
Oh my God.
Sometimes they're picked up after crashing into windows, and others are just found disoriented on the ground. The group's conservation director told us, we hold them in captivity until they sober up, and then we set them free.
We all have that one friend that you just find them just kind of drunk on the ground.
They put the drunk birds inside hamster cages until they sober up.
Oh, my God.
With the hamster?
Listen to this. You're going to love this. The reason that we might suspect the berries is because the birds come in with the obvious telltale signs of red berries all over their face. And they often have their throats quite full of berries as well.
Oh, that's good stuff. Fantastic. It's the Otis Campbell of birds. And I'm just gonna lock myself up for now.
I'm gonna go in here.
That's all I got on that one.
But well, that's enough. That's funny.
Funny.
Shit.
And all these people, all those citizens, are like, "What the fuck is going on? These birds."
It'd be like the birds movie. They're all wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
With the berry juice all over their face.
The telltale signs.
That little hussy's been drinking again. She has berry juice everywhere.
Speaking of drunk and disorderly, which is, I believe, why this man.
Oh, it's a good segue then.
Has got his charges here. My home state. I'm so proud. A Missouri man is charged with a felony after he allegedly. Filmed himself removing an ankle monitor, and then he posted it on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Because that's smart.
Allegedly.
33-year-old Dustin Burns of Springfield, Missouri, which is just an hour east of my hometown. By the way, here's a picture. Here's a mugshot of Mr. Burns.
Oh.
He looks smart.
Wow. He seems smart.
Yeah. Really he got smart. Half a haircut.
Yeah. So there he is. So, 33-year-old Dustin Burns of Springfield was charged last week with tampering with an electronic monitoring device. The video shows someone using a butter knife and a screwdriver to remove an ankle monitor.
Master tools.
The man advises viewers to remove the ankle monitor without damaging it to avoid hefty fines.
Smart. Yeah, real smart.
The Springfield News Leader reports court records show Burns pleaded guilty to violating a restraining order earlier this year and was placed on probation. Court records show warrants were issued this summer after several probation violations were filed against Mr. Burns. He has been in the Greene County Jail since August 28th. He does not have an attorney listed on online court records at the time of the story.
Poor Mr. Burns.
Wow.
Poor Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. That's what I heard. Like
come on, Smithers.
Well, speaking of crime and punishment.
Very nice.
Both, it's like country and western.
I like it.
Crime and punishment.
Crime and punishment. Both kinds. We got both kinds, country and western. Woo-hoo! Sissy, get in the truck.
Sissy!
Bubba.
Sissy, that's from Sorted Lives.
Sorted Lives, that's funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I went Urban Cowboy.
No. Oh, God.
Because that's where country and western comes from.
My bad.
Oh, yeah. But you can go either way.
Either way. Mm-hmm. We're a bi show.
Kristen Cinema's been on.
Yeah.
Because then people listen to us and they go, bye.
There you go.
Okay, serious question. How old is too old to trick or treat?
Oh, that's such a good question.
I saw the story.
1741.
Pretty girl, pretty girl.
I think as long as you're respectful, you can go at any
pick a
age.
Number, pick a number.
13.
All right, 13. You said
87.
13.
I'm going to recuse myself because I've seen the story.
Recuse myself.
Wise choice, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Well, according to city code in Chesapeake, Virginia, anyone over the age of 12 who is caught trick-or-treating could get jail time. Honest to God, trick-or-treating over the age of 12 is punishable by a fine of $25 to $100
That's ridiculous.
Or up to 6 months in jail.
Six months?
Yeah, redunk.
Six months in jail.
Well, now, aren't you a little old to be trick-or-treating, Jenny?
Right. Police say they're
show
not...
Show me your ID!
Shut up, bitch. That's how that works.
Well, that's how you get arrested.
That's how going to jail works.
Yeah. That's right.
Catch me, baby. Catch me.
Right.
Well, police say that they're not going to actively enforce this.
Oh,
probably,
good.
Unless, of course, the kids are black.
Or brown.
Right, yeah. Or brown.
Then they're going to jail.
You have a better chance of being black in Virginia, but...
Oh, well,
sure.
Just in case.
Or brown. Sure.
I'm just saying.
Brown people are everywhere.
Yep.
I see brown people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they say if a 13-year-old is trick-or-treating with a younger sibling, for example, they won't be in any trouble. Unless they're black.
Right.
So they're like the chaperone at that point?
Well, sure.
So, yeah. Now, I honestly didn't read the story. I saw the headline, and I'm like, whatever. But... is this one of those stupid archaic laws that's on the books that's been there for like ever and nobody's updated it or what?
It doesn't say.
Like, you know, Arizona's got a few of those laws out there that are like you can't ride a donkey into town or some stupid bullshit. Yeah. I forget what all of them are, but they're...
You have to wash your horse.
I love stupidlaws.com.
Right. There's a bunch of laws on the books that are just never enforced. Right. Nobody, but you forget that they're literally there on the books.
Yeah,
so
I
wondered about that.
There's no source to the law or history.
Something that was recently added to the books. It just doesn't seem like it would be. But that's 12 years old, huh?
Yeah.
No. I think you can go higher than that. I mean,
I don't know. You know, I feel like
if you're chaperoning kids and taking care of,
I feel like
it
shouldn't be illegal,
right?
For God's sakes.
Right, I'm not saying you get hands out of candies, you should go with the kids. I think that if you had somebody who was chaperoning children to make sure they were safe.
But this is saying like trick or treating though, like you're the one.
Right.
But if you're dressed up in the group, do you get prosecuted just because you're in the group at the door?
To say?
Crazy.
Well, apparently Chesapeake isn't alone. Apparently in Norfolk, Virginia, Portsmouth, and Suffolk, it's also against the law for anyone older than 12 to trick-or-treat.
No kidding. I've never heard this before.
Virginia's all over.
Breaking news on Q-Talk America.
In fact, in Newport News and Norfolk, they can be found guilty of a Class 4 misdemeanor.
That's just
which would
dumb.
Only involve a fine, of course. Like misdemeanors are, okay.
Give me all your candy, kid.
Go on door-to-door to candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knock on the door and somebody willingly gives you a Butterfinger.
Yep.
That's illegal.
That's the law.
That's all. I mean, it depends on the
portions of tonight's show sponsored by Fun Size Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
And chocolate covered raisins.
We need some Snickers up in this bitch, is what I'm
would
saying.
Would you like to try one?
Sure. Give me some raisins. Chocolate covered raisins.
My crack investigating, I don't see a history for this law or where it became any kind of.
Oh, some fucking curmudgeon.
Oh, yeah.
It had to have been.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't want those. Get off my lawn.
I do like it.
Close to me.
Well, I know it is. We have a meeting to talk to you about. Many people are saying Clayton the curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Many.
Has a nice ring to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are speaking.
CNC bitchy factory.
Curmudgingly.
People are saying.
Curmudgingly McKee.
Uh-huh.
People are saying. Menti people.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The best people are saying it.
The best people.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the smartest.
That's absurd. That's absurd. I think that if you have, there were some really, really disrespectful kids that probably like 17.
Oh, there's always some awful high schoolers.
Well, I think that's probably where
that's showing up. Like they showed up in the front. This is when we first moved into the house, and they were smoking, standing out on the walkway coming up to the house.
Trick or treat.
I know. Yeah.
Do you got a light?
I literally did that. That was literally me the first two years I was with Sharon and the boys. Like, just wandering down the street smoking a cigarette because we still smoked. No. Go say trick or treat.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, I might look up and be like, well, but they were standing there and they're like, just basically like, here, candy.
Yeah.
Now that is a, that can be a little.
Yeah, I think that's what people are complaining about.
I've turned away before. Like, I haven't handed out candy in quite a few years, but I've looked at some kids that were taller than me and went, no.
Right, and the thing is, if you're if you are taller and you have a costume on, and you're, you know, going on, and you're, I don't care. I'll give you, I'll give you candy. I don't give a shit.
Put your little punks in your jeans and your hoodie. Right, like, get the fuck off of my lawn.
Yeah, yeah. You're smoking your, what, who are you, James Dean? No, you're not. Fuck you. You don't even know who that is, you prick. You know, so
wow.
Apparently, jeez, we're
we took a turn. Ryder's house.
That's right. Now, that's right. Yes.
Now this year,
I'm coming trick or treating your house this year.
Now, I have been given shit for many years because I put the sign on my door in English and in Spanish that says, "I'm sorry, I have no candy," and then I leave because I don't want to deal with any of these kids. Right.
Yeah.
This year, I'm changing my ways.
Oh yay!
Changing my ways. Oh. I'm gonna hand out the mini fun-size salads from Dole.
I like it.
I'm going to hand those out. I think it'll be really great.
Are you going to put a Bible verse with it?
Yes, I will. Actually, I'm going to hang out a Watchtower pamphlet for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
I like
it'll be great.
Yep. Yeah, all that you've collected over the years.
Mini salad. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That is
I guess it's better than condoms. So.
Well, actually, maybe
if they're 18, if they're 18 and up, I'm giving those out, too.
Right? I say put a bowl of condoms out there and just leave.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Let your parents
with a sign that says good luck.
Let your parents explain this treat.
Oh. That's awesome.
They're pumpkin spice flavored.
Pumpkin spice flavored condoms.
Oh, exactly. Just like everything else. I'm sure.
Oh, of course they do. Sure if they make a bacon, they make bacon flavored lube.
I'm looking it up.
Yes. No whip, no foam, latte, hot, cold, whatever, pumpkin spice bullshit condom flavored. Rib for your pleasure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well. That's
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Snopes.com. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
No, why are we looking up?
Pumpkin spice condoms.
Well, while we're talking about just stupid fucking people.
Stupid.
They're not available anywhere?
Not real.
Damn it.
I bet that if you went to Starbucks and you got a pumpkin spice latte and stuff.
And dipped your condom in it and it would taste like pumpkin.
Okay, Marnie, what have you got?
Nothing. So there's this racist cunt in
gosh, which one?
Well, yeah, right.
Can you narrow it on Fox News?
No, 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 no. this one is in Oregon.
I'm gonna have to narrow that down a little bit.
Well, and what she did, God bless her, was accuse an Asian woman of being illegal.
No.
And threatening to call the cops.
That's interesting. We haven't hated the Asians for what, like 40 years?
I know.
Years?
So I don't
not since the internment camps.
Are we like,
War
oh my God, she got confused about the
it's
whole
equal
Seattle
opportunity
kind of
racism now.
I guess, right? You're different from me.
It's an all skate for racism.
Yeah, right? There you go. So a woman in Portland took to Facebook to expose
Oregon?
A racist. Oregon.
Okay, just checking.
How do you say it?
There's a Portland, Maine, too.
I said Oregon.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I said that before.
I missed that part.
Racist from Oregon.
Oh, sure.
That's all. There you have it. So, she exposed a racist who accused her of illegally crossing the border with her family.
From Asia.
From apparently. China.
She could see it from
China.
Her house.
That's Russia.
Selena Carell says that she is normally silent on social media, but the incident on Tuesday night had her left very upset. How dare you call me Mexican, I think is what she screamed. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea, but I'm speculating. It all started when the woman, who appears to drive a Hyundai,
did she get egg rolls?
I'm not sure. No.
No, I do love egg rolls.
Who doesn't?
This woman who appears to drive a Hyundai, and I'm not sure how that's
relevant
important,
to the story.
But made fun of Carell's eyes in a mock Asian accent. Apparently, the woman who was, maybe they're trying to make the point that here she was driving an Asian car. I don't know. Something.
Or she said, why you got no boyfriend?
Why you got no boyfriend in your Asian car?
You came on time. Where your friend? Where your friend?
Oh my
you know, God. You're now done too? God.
Oh, my God.
Marnie, come back.
She can't breathe.
Marnie, come back. We need the rest of your story. We see you're crying, but we can't move on without you.
Marnie, come back. light rock. Yacht rock. It's a light rock.
You
here.
Can blame it all wow. on me.
It was done.
You want Buffalo Shine?
Derailed you want this new story.
You pick color. You pick color.
Asian nail tech.
Do it again.
She's the one that makes Barn cry. Look, it's so wrong.
Look like a man.
Oh my God.
You look like a man.
And we can't move on without you.
Okay, composure.
Good luck, everybody. I'm going to merge in traffic. Good luck.
Wait, suddenly now you're Miss Swan.
Yeah, yeah, that was Miss Swan.
I've changed everything. Yeah. Everything is Miss Swan now. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
This is a game.
Anyway.
Emmy Award winning.
So the woman, the the racist, took out her phone. It was Samsung. I don't know. And she was going to record, the Asian across the border. She was the one to pull out the phone first, saying, this should go on Instagram, and started recording me.
Smart.
I literally just got back to my car from some Voodoo Donuts and just wanted to go home.
Voodoo Donuts are good.
Yeah,
those
that's
are
fantastic.
Good donuts.
Mm-hmm. So this bitch... in the clip that Carol, yeah, exactly. Yes. She filmed, the woman can be heard challenging her legal status before insulting her parents. This is what we've gotten to. Before you say anything, you might want to make sure you're actually legal. The woman said, I'ma call the cops to let them know. I'ma call the cops. Stupid white woman. The Asian who crossed the border, she asked about what? Mm-hmm. What are you going to call the cops about?
We fresh off the border.
Why? Exactly, right?
Fresh
how do
the
I
bomb,
cross
baby.
The border? that you're illegals crossing the border, the woman's not back, and your parents probably had to work for fucking dirt just to get here.
But they work, goddammit, they work!
The post quickly went viral, attracting more than 400,000 views, 6,000 shares, and 2,000 comments as of this writing. I will never let this pass and want to make sure this kind of behavior is seen and how people of color encounter this all the time. I want to make sure that she gets seen and her racist, ignorant behavior is exposed. Facebook users dug the internet to find information about the woman. Many have come to identify her as Sierra Dawn. She has the measles. I think that's her last name. It's like measles. Measles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, see, she's just a big fucking disease.
You got a chicken pox? You got a chicken pox? Fuck, fuck, fuck. You want the shitty chicken or the shitty rye? The shitty bee?
This could go on forever. And I'm not mad about it.
I just love on South Park, the only Asian restaurant is called... City Walk.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, you want the city beef or the shitty walk? The shitty chicken. The shitty walk.
Did you see this most recent South Park?
I haven't watched the season yet.
It is. Oh, my, are you kidding me?
Oh, I love it, though. I've watched the season
sorry,
yet.
Marty, but.
I don't care.
If I may.
You may.
And you may.
They did.
It's so. This one is the most outrageous one I've ever seen. It's
in 25 years of this show.
I'm not kidding you. It's the priest fucking kids. It's amazing. And the one before that is both shocking. And they're running a hashtag now that when it starts every show saying cancel South Park.
Cancel South Park.
Yeah. So this like the story that I read said that they're actually trying to see how far they can go because they're actually they're saying like look where our society is. It's
right.
Like a poke back like. Try to cancel us because what's happening in the country is more disgusting than the mirror we're holding up.
Than a cartoon.
Than a cartoon.
Right. That we're doing.
But even I was like, this week I was like,
oh my God.
I cannot believe that is on the air. You've got to watch it.
Continue with your shitty story.
Oh. So I'm going to find her on mugshots, this Dawn with the measles gal. But people were finding her on Instagram and finding her on Facebook, and apparently she's now,
not very popular.
Can't imagine. Yeah,
wait, how are you spelling her last name?
We'll find her.
M-E-A-S-E-L-L-E. Sierra Dawn has the measles.
Oh, Sierra Dawn measles.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, wait, this is her?
Is she blondish?
No.
Oh, well, maybe she's changed her. hair, because obviously she had in this picture.
In the video,
that ain't real.
Michelle tells Selena Carrillo that she's an illegal and her parents work for dirt.
Yep.
Oh, she's special.
Yep.
No, she's not blonde. She.
She is.
She's actually pretty.
Well, she is there, but then you go to...
She's pretty in two ways. Pretty ugly and pretty apt to stay that way.
And pretty racist.
There's that.
That's right. She's pretty racist, for sure.
Oh, by the way, on Amazon, I found this shirt. They've got that for sale.
I love it.
That's smart.
It is.
Shirt.
I like
it.
I Googled, I did Amazon pumpkin spice condom, and that came up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Incidentally, as we're referencing back to the condom flavors, stand by, because I found some actual condom flavors.
Oh, boy.
While pumpkin spice is some bullshit, listen to this. You can get a coffee-flavored condom, a scotch-flavored condom, a weed-flavored condom.
Mm.
You can get garlic on your condom. Mm.
Oh.
Bacon.
Oh.
Bacon, yep. That's the one.
Bacon, bacon, it sounds like bacon on bacon!
Durian, which if you don't know, it's like an exotic superfruit that smells like ass. Tobacco-flavored condoms. Like, there's some weird shit out there.
There is some weird shit out there.
Well, remember, this is the one we played before. This one. We'll play here.
Where's bacon? I smell bacon. 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 Gotta be bacon. Only one thing smells like bacon. That's bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon. There. It's bacon.
That's such a great... Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
Okay, so I found the picture. Here's our friend. What's her name? Miss Measles?
Yeah, that's
her.
Measles.
That's her.
Yep.
She
looks like a real bitch.
Well, that's her. Right. That's her dyed hair.
Yeah.
Because the
she's
other...
She's a bitch.
It's a wig.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the wig. The wig.
Oh, thank you for that laugh, because I apologize for just losing my shit.
Well, we lost Agent 7 years ago on this show. So
I wrote it down. I feel like I wrote it down.
I actually think it happened before you.
Yeah.
I think Buddy had to write it down back when we started. We keep solidifying the people who aren't listening to us.
Well, you know, we're playing to our base.
That's true.
I hear that that's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep playing the victim, and apparently they just rise up.
Yeah.
The bass loves it. The bass loves it.
That's right. Oh, I like the bass.
It's all about the bass.
It looked like a mushroom in the bass.
No.
Okay. Who's it's Doug?
Yeah. Oh, I'm done.
To Doug.
Yeah.
Doug.
All done.
Sure.
Whip it out, Doug.
So,
did he just say whip it out?
Yes, whip again.
There's a flaming hole.
There's what?
There's a flaming hole in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's a hole in the ground, and it was flaming. And
his name?
And so here this is the there's a Baxter County judge, Mickey Pendergrass.
His name was Brandon.
And he said, could it be Satan? And then he said, well, no, we've ruled that out. He didn't just come up and stick his pitchfork in the ground and blow that hole out.
Mm-mm. Oh, my.
Gay puns are getting real bad up in
this
here.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Keep going, because I do love the puns. Al would be over it, but I love it. It's my favorite.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So the Arkansas Geological Survey checked out the hole and said it was created by an animal. And the investigation ruled out.
And the animals
out,
learned how to use fire. Wait a minute, because this is breaking fucking news. If the animals have mastered fire, we're fucked.
So my favorite thing, and that's it, that's the whole story, but my favorite thing about that is that it was a judge that had to come out to say, we've ruled out
we've
Satan.
We've ruled out that.
Because that was on the spectrum of possibilities.
Of course it was.
So that was just a short
one. Not today,
one for
Satan.
Well, I was Googling flaming hole Arkansas.
Well, be careful about that.
Yeah. Right.
I can't believe that could be a problem.
I just found one of the headlines that says, what caused 8-foot flames to shoot out of Arkansas hole?
That's it.
Not the devil.
Nope.
The devil.
Not Satan.
Not today, Satan.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Not today.
Mm-mm.
Not going to happen. That's good stuff. I'm not going to Arkansas.
Well... Judges ruled on this next story. Mm-hmm. They had to, because this guy...
Good segue.
This guy won. Baseball's Fall Classic focuses on an American pastime, and who doesn't love this? A Maine ski resort has its own Fall Classic based on a Finnish tradition. More than 30 teams from Maine to California participated last Saturday in the North American Wife Carrying Championship.
Mm, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I feel like this should be an old-timey news guy sound. Right. The event on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, good call.
It should be.
Yeah.
The event at the Sunday River Ski Resort featured male competitors competing on a 278-yard obstacle course while carrying a woman. or female, depending on how you identify. The legend behind the event is based on Finland's Ronakin the Robber, whose gang was known to pillage villages and take the women. Jesse Wall and Christine Arsenault won the event for their efforts. Villages. For the efforts, the South Paris couple received Arsenault's weight in beer and five times her weight in cash. It was the second win for the Wall and Arsenault team, earning them another trip to participate in the World Championships in Finland. The woman's weight was not released.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
They're not going to tell us how much money beer they won. She may be full-figured full-bodied, as the beer would be, too.
Oh.
Don't I'm disgusting.
I do love Scandinavians and their sports.
Oh, my God.
So weird.
Oh.
That has been a thing for, like,
if
ever,
it worked
right?
For that voice.
That wife-carrying thing.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. It seems like I remember that like for 3 years.
I can't carry a jug of water across the parking lot. How am I going to carry Myrtle?
I wonder, do you think she
gained weight?
Good
thing you don't have
weight?
A wife, I guess.
So, do you think she gained weight so that they would get more money?
The prize package?
Or does that make it harder for him to carry
she
her? See, there's a lot going on here.
She was bulking up.
She was bulking up. But then that would make him harder.
There's got to be a Venn diagram there.
Oh, no, that's it. Oh, my God. Thank you for loving Venn diagrams as much as I do. What's the Venn diagram strategy on the heavier she gets, the harder it is to win? So you don't want to be too heavy because then you'll lose.
Well,
but then
to,
you win, but the heavier is she get more money.
But,
super good Venn
but
diagram.
But what they do is they work together.
Cat's not doing a good job
He
tonight.
Starts carrying her lighter, and as he has to continue to carry her in practice as she gets heavier. So that when she gets to her optimum weight for the cash money beer prize.
Oh, there's a training period.
Oh, there has to be.
There's a regimen.
You just don't go from zero to carrying heavy people.
Yeah, sure.
I was trying to edit that. Yeah. I was trying to edit that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect anybody to come and just from zero to now start carrying me somewhere.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's going to be a rolling in a chair.
A rolling into it.
We're starting out, like maybe...
Maybe a strong hug.
Can you lift me off the floor for a couple seconds? Let's start with that.
No, can
you hug me
start
tightly?
Right. Right.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not okay.
It's not. It's not okay at all.
It's not. No. Well, here's something slightly less in weight to round out our lovely headlines segment of the show. A Michigan man curious about a rock that he'd used for decades as a doorstop now knows its secrets. It's a meteorite, and it's worth $100,000.
Oh, wow.
In fact, the nearly 23-pound hunk of iron and nickel is the sixth largest meteorite found in Michigan, according to the Smithsonian Museum and Central Michigan University. David Mazurek said he took his doorstop to the university for examination after seeing reports this past January of meteorite pieces selling for thousands of dollars. Quote, I said, wait a minute, I wonder how much my doorstop's worth. University geology professor Mona Sirbescu first identified the piece as more than just a rock. She said she then sent two small slices of the rock to the Smithsonian for confirmation. The quote is, I could tell right away that this was something special, she said. It was the most valuable specimen I have ever held in my life, monetarily and scientifically. Mazurek said the meteorite came with a barn he bought in 1988 in Edmore, which I guess is a city in Michigan. He said the farmer who sold him the property told him that it landed in his backyard in the 1930s.
Wow.
The story goes that it was collected immediately after they witnessed the big boom, and the actual meteorite was dug out of a crater. Michigan meteorite lands in Field Museum Laboratory. I'm sorry, that was a different... My bad. What typically happens at this point is the meteorites can either be sold and shown in a museum or sold to collectors and sellers looking to make a profit off of them. The Smithsonian and the Mineral Museum in Maine are considering purchasing the specimen. Mazurek said that when he sells his meteorite, he'll donate some of the money back to the university.
Nice.
I think that's
lovely.
A cute one.
That's
but,
really good.
Here, by the way, here's a picture of the 23-pound rock.
Oh, wow.
That, again, they've just been using as a doorstop.
Yep. $100,000 doorstop.
$100,000. Isn't that crazy?
Looks like a rock to me.
It is. But hey, if it, I'd be happy to have a 23-pound rock pay for my house.
No shit.
Sherry,
be happy to have anybody pay for my house. You want to pay for my house?
I do not.
Find the meteor.
Just in case.
I'll stop by.
Sure. Yeah, please do.
I'll stop by and look at your house.
Oh, look at the house.
Glad you got a job.
Yeah.
Glad you got something. Now,
me too.
Horrible segue. Do we have any entertainment stuff we want to do?
Well, if you do, we can, I'm unprepared in that regard.
But can you make the point is, can you make stuff up, Doug?
Well, I was going to lean on the Gaga movie, but
Cat obsessed it.
But that's okay. I'll just think of bullshit, something on the fly.
I've got some shit.
What are we going to talk about?
Get this. The AMAs are still a thing, and they happened.
They're on, tonight, right?
Clark died. I think they're on, tonight. About that. Right. So I have that.
The Connors start tonight.
Does it? Did it? That's lovely.
Yep.
That started
Grey's
tonight?
Grey's Anatomy started last week.
Yep.
That's a thing that happens for a million fucking years.
A million little things is supposed to be phenomenal.
Entertainment is awful when Al's not here.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get through it somehow.
We'll figure
somehow.
It out. Yeah. Murphy Brown started.
Okay, let's do a dance number.
Anyway, we'll be back with entertainment, two things, and more right after this.
I gotta tell you, I'm a Yelper, and you're not gonna get a good review.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.